sunshine, but the clouds turn gray.
Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. Nudia in the afternoon with you. That song we just played, It's Just the Rain by Patchwork Inc., who we have in the studio with us. Hello. Let's get the claps. Let's see. Okay, hello. Welcome. Hi. Band members in studio right now. Blake Ryan. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
There we go. Next up, we got Michael Damani. Hello.
What's up, gang? How y'all feeling?
Also, we have Raya the Second in studio. Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
I'm great.
Let's get to some interesting questions I have here. I mean, I really, really love the idea of, in 2025, the idea of a collective. Do one of you want to describe, like, what is really the advantage of, like, just being a solo singer or working in a collective?
I think, you know, the music industry has pushed a lot towards solo singers. It's really easy to market, you know, with social media. People get attached to a personality as much as they do the music. And working as a collective, I think there is an opportunity to lift each other up and, you know, play to each other's strengths and not have to carry the weight all by yourself. And I think that's what's really fun about working with other people and sometimes, you know, shifting the energy away from yourself and letting somebody else shine.
Raya, I mean, you are the only girl with these two guys. I was going to say, have you been in like girl groups before? I feel like a lot of singers have done like a girl group thing or like, you know, when it comes to like working as a collective or making music, do you feel like a really big difference?
Not really, you know, but I think that it ultimately just depends on who you're working with. I have been in a girl group before, but I think that because we started off when we didn't really know much about the industry, you know, or like about the business of it, it was a bit more difficult than it is now, you know. But now, I mean, 10 years in, you know, I'm working with like other musicians who also been in the industry for just as long or even longer, you know, I, like you were saying, I definitely feel uplifted. I feel like I am being supported, you know, by like people who are knowledgeable and are able to just make it a lot easier, you know, especially being an independent artist. I mean, it's a lot of work. This is the first project that I've been a part of that like I haven't had to wear so many hats, you know, to just like make it happen, you know, and good quality work too.
Michael, I heard you a little bit before we came on air. You were singing, you were harmonizing.
Yes.
When it comes to working as a group and working as a collective, how do you decide who gets to sing? Who gets like the main parts on a record, or like I'm gonna take a lead on this one, or like you're gonna do most of the songwriting here? How do you guys definitely work on that as a group?
It's definitely a group effort. I'll just say that working with Rhea the Second, just the way that she articulates her phrases and the way that she presents herself as an artist makes it easy for me to come in and do my job because there's just so much talent in the room already, and we just kind of vibe off of each other. And then working with Blake, Blake's a great producer, so he has the capacity and the ability to facilitate a lot of good energy in the studio. So it just makes it easy when you have a good team, absolutely.
How did you guys all meet?
Well, I kind of met them separately. I met Damani. I saw him singing with, what was the group you had with Wyatt?
It was called The Spanx.
Yeah.
That was not the name that I chose. But it was called The Spanx. Yeah.
S-P-A-N-K-S?
Yeah, that was.
Just, okay.
Yeah. So I was familiar with Wyatt, who I'd seen around, and I'd done a song with him on Patchwork as well. But when I went and saw The Spanx play and I heard Damani sing, I thought there was something really special about his voice. And it was kind of overcoming a little bit of a social anxiety just to approach, you know, I ran into him at a bar at Sleeping Village and I said, hey, let's get together and write a demo. That was just kind of like a phase in my life of overcoming some social anxiety of just reaching out to people. I met Rhea maybe around that same time through a friend, Melvin Knight, who's a really talented singer, producer. The song you're going to play later in the show was actually the first afternoon I met Rhea and we got together. And,
wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Just so everyone knows, I love this song. I really love this song.
Yeah.
And you guys had just met?
We met that afternoon. You know, getting together and writing songs like this was like something I spent some time in LA, and that's like a huge part of the songwriting culture out there, is they just call it like a session and you meet up with a stranger and you write a song. And while I really liked that experience, I didn't really like LA that much. And I was like, why can't we just do that in Chicago? And so that's been a big part of this project, is just overcoming that social anxiety for myself and reaching out to someone and be like, come over to the studio and let's write a song. And then there's a lot of vulnerability that kind of comes to writing a song together and having to perform, you know, whether it's just record a vocal the first time you're meeting someone. And it's been a really good experience for me. And both Michael and Rhea have been really amazing to work with.
And now, Rhea, does it feel like, I don't know, kind of when you work with people, does it feel like a first date a little bit? Like, you know, you're like, is this going to work? Are we going to, like, be good together, you know?
Not really. I don't know. I just go in and be myself. And, you know, like, I just vibe. I try to really go off the energy of the other person. You know, if I'm, like, kind of subconsciously like sensing Blake's vulnerability, you know, he creates like a safe space for me to be vulnerable. Or if I'm noticing, okay, maybe it'll be best for me to kind of break the ice and, you know, I don't know, mention something that I did yesterday, you know, or just like be vulnerable myself. I think that that just like gives us both a safe space to, you know, create music, to actually like be friends, you know, and I think that that's really important. And I actually met Blake, like, I was just leaving my job too, so I've been full-time 2 years, so we met like 2 years ago.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you. And so just having someone be like, yo, you want to just like write, you want to like come through to the studio, I don't know, like we were doing like once a week, every other week or so. Yeah. it was pretty frequent, you know, but just having that person give me that space, you know, to grow, even if that wasn't like the intention musically, you know, it was just space for me in this time where I kind of took a leap on faith, you know, just to do music full time, and it kind of just like grew from there. But yeah, no, it's pretty organic. Yeah, it was pretty organic, pretty chill.
Michael, what do you guys have a lot of stuff coming up. Can you break it down for us? Like what's going on? I see there's a lot of events, a listening party coming up.
Yeah. Well, actually, Rhea would be the person to ask about that. She's the one who hooked up that connect with the listening party. I'm just along for the ride. but it's this Thursday at, what's the location again? See, I don't even know where it's going to be at.
So the Yard in Fulton Market, we're having a listening party in collaboration with the Wellness Collective, who is hosting us. It'll be from 6 to 10 p.m. Blake will be DJing, as well as Will Miller.
What are you going to play, Blake? What are you spinning?
Oh, I'm a big like 45 collector, so mostly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 70s soul, but I try to actually go out of my way and collect any modern music that's on 45, but I love 7 inches. So
I was going to say, you're a 45 guy. That's like the Rolls Royce of DJs, okay?
Come on.
Very snooty, yeah, if you're a 45 collector.
My man is distinguished, okay?
I'm letting them fool you now.
In all realness, it's just because I'm old and they're easier to carry.
They're smaller, yes.
Exactly. I can't be carrying all those 12 inches.
Less weight on the back, you know, less crates to carry. So again, that's on the 16th. And then on the 17th, the debut EP releases. So how many songs on here? 5 songs, right? Is the EP the 3 of you? Yeah. Is that who, that's just who we're going to hear? Is there anyone else on there, or just you guys?
It's really the 3 of us. There's 2 songs featuring Michael on lead vocal, one of which he put at the top of the show, and then 3 songs with Rhea on lead vocal. And
I love that, by the way. I love that, like, you guys switch off leads.
I played a majority of instruments myself. I had a friend of mine come in and play violin on It's Just the Rain, but I think aside from that, it's just me toying around in my studio and trying to make music I like. And then, you know, Rhea and Michael blessing them with beautiful vocals.
That's amazing. I'm excited for you guys. Could we get some details now? This, out of the songs that I've heard so far, this one I really, really loved. It was really, really catchy. I'm excited. We're going to play it when we end this interview, On and On. How did this song come to be? Could you give us some like background details? I know you guys said this was the first song you guys made when you met up. Is there any like fun facts about this sesh?
Man, maybe I do think Melvin Knight brings, like, I think he was the kind of like lubricant to make this this song happen. I mean, we wrote, you know, all the lyrics and stuff in a fairly short period, like just one afternoon, and recorded, I think, all the vocals that afternoon too. And I think having him be the kind of like conduit between me and Rhea was really helpful. I mean, I made that instrumental probably earlier that week, and, you know, somewhere between like a Michael Jackson off the wall type thing with a little bit of this group Salt from the UK, who's like one of my biggest inspirations. Yeah, it came together really cool. I think one of the elements of the song that I like is it's kind of through composed from a vocal standpoint. There's no refrain in the vocals, and it's so there's not like a proper chorus. It's really just kind of keeps going on and on.
That's right.
No pun intended. Thank you so much. If you guys are just tuning in, we're here with Patchwork Inc. They have a listening party happening on the 16th. Their debut EP releases on the 17th. Is there a name for this EP?
Chicago Patchwork.
We have the band members in here, Blake, Michael, Rhea, and then we're going to get to the song. Who wants to introduce the song? We'll drop it right
I'll
here.
I'll do
on,
it.
Right here on Vocalo.
You're the listener on and on by Rhea the Second and Blake Rhyme. Patchworking, baby. This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram @Vocalo or on TikTok @Vocalo.radio.